This is episode number 2288 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Have you seen Kim's bare bed on the internet today?
Oh, no, not today.
Well, if her handlers have their way, you won't be able to miss it.
Uh-oh.
I mean, if it's out, out and about, you can't miss it.
Her butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Missing her big booty is hard to do.
She's
on the cover of Interview magazine.
Okay.
In a white jockstrap, bare-assed, and a denim jacket.
Wow.
So, naturally, she had things to say about it.
Of course she did.
The team was like, no jockstrap. And I'm like, come on. This is what I do.
Yes.
I do best when I'm ignoring them and do what I want. So, I'm glad we did it.
No, seriously. She had a jockstrap. And I assumed it was a white jockstrap because, you know, it's after Labor Day. Not supposed to wear white, Kim. Even in your jockstrap. So...
I do what I want. I'm richer than you.
When is she going to stop being relevant for showing off parts of her body? I mean, she's 41 years old.
So?
No. Okay? It's not like she's like, I don't know.
Does it look as good as a 30-year-old's body?
Probably not. But they got airbrushing.
With airbrush?
Well, yeah, but still, it's like.
With airbrush.
I got it.
Cher still looks good.
Well, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Cher actually looks better now than she did 10 years ago. I don't know if somebody figured out, you know, the exact formula for Botox to make her look better. But yeah, her face looks way more relaxed and way less Frankensteinish than it did 10 years ago.
Well, plastic surgery, you know, starts to relax after a
while. Let's hope.
Your skin kind of gets, you know, used to what it's... Anyway, Kim's still rocking, if you can call it that, the Marilyn Bleach Bondu.
Oh, yeah, because she did that for the Met
Gala.
And
she's even bleached her brows for the photo shoot as well.
Oh, my. Well, then she would be unrecognizable.
So inside, there's other photos of Kim, including a leather jacketed look on top with the jockstrap front,
which is an American flag. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's patriotic.
Hey, fun fact, it's been 8 years since she tried to break the internet with the bubble butt nude cover, as I always put it, hot cross buns paper magazine.
Yeah,
It just reminded me of those shiny dinner buns.
And you know, the funny thing was, like she was kind of like bent over and like she had a champagne glass on her ass.
Yeah.
And they were pouring champagne into it
or
something.
Sticky buns, that's
sticky
what I'm thinking
buns.
About.
Yeah, because they looked like they were like shiny.
Shiny.
So shiny. Her buns were so shiny.
Shiny booty.
And then on that one, I don't know if this one's going to be the same way, but on that one, you opened up, I guess, the gatefold or on the back cover, and she was naked.
Uh-huh.
She was like no clothes in the same pose. And it was like one of those, I don't know, paper doll things where you take off the gown. There's naked Kim. Oh, my God. What is it? Like? This is the thing. Don't get me started. She's got kids. And what does this say to her kids? It's like, maybe I'm a prude, but it's like, it's okay for mommy to be half naked, you know, at 41 years old or 42 or 90 or whatever. You know, I mean, what message does that send people?
Well, that would be my question, is the message.
And the bleached brows. What kind of message is that?
Giselle and Tom Brady, oh my goodness. If you look, you can't escape this. Supposedly, they still aren't spending any time together.
Yeah, what's this all about?
Well, even though she returned to Florida, took the kids to a water park over the weekend.
Yeah.
Sans Tom.
Yeah, right.
So last week, we heard that Giselle is all upset with Tom over an unretiring. And it seems like she's had almost a year.
Why is she upset with him now, right?
I don't know.
Like she's out of year. Oh my God.
Well, you think it would have been straightened out by now.
So do you think this is why he didn't show up for training camp? That's a personal problem?
I don't think so, because something was scheduled.
I still think he's going to be the Masked Singer. I'm sorry. I will be surprised if he isn't. But
Well, supposedly
so
they had
all is not well in Tom and Giselle land.
Well,
that's the
deal.
See,
I don't know, because on one hand, I think it is. On the other hand, people say it's not. People say there was an epic fight. I don't know. Sources say that Tom is focused on being a working dad, while Giselle and he are on the outs.
He should be focused on being a winning quarterback. First job. And then the dad thing, he's got money to pay for nannies. I mean, and it's not like she's going to leave the kids with him anyway, I don't think. Well, maybe she did. Sounds like she came and picked him up.
As a fan of another team besides the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, I got that, but
I'm saying Tom needs to focus on other things besides being a quarterback.
Millions of dollars to deliver. Football is life. Do you not agree? Football is life. Tomorrow night, it's all there. We're laying it all out. 100 yards. Touchdown. It's there.
You going to order pizza tomorrow night?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza and beer.
We can't cook.
Maybe we'll have sex on a beach. I don't know. The drink.
I was going to say, I don't know if they have TVs on. Well, you have a phone. You can stream,
stream
at the beach while you're having sex on the
there
beach.
You go.
Anyway. All right. So sources say they're not together at this point, that she's returned to Florida last week from their home in Costa Rica.
Ah.
They have a home in Costa Rica.
Well, of course they do. They probably got one in Brazil and all the really hot spots in the world. Look, they got so much damn money.
Well, supposedly she's reportedly in Miami and not in Tampa, where Tom's getting ready to start NFL season this week against Dallas.
But they got private jets.
Go Dallas. Go Cowboys.
They got jets. So you can get around.
Here's my thought. The season's about to start.
Yeah.
And I would be interested to look back each season to see if he's pre-gaming the week before his season starts. That's what I think.
You know, he does have a regimen, doesn't he?
He does.
He doesn't eat bread. He doesn't put anything into his body.
He doesn't eat bread during the season.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I've seen the Subway commercials.
Right, of course. Tom Brady doesn't eat bread. But yeah, so he's got a whole regimen. No alcohol,
definitely.
None of that. I mean, yeah, he's pretty picky. So maybe no wife, maybe no sex. Maybe that's why she's upset about the not retiring thing. You know, it's like, really? You know, I don't know.
Well, he'll be
That's
gone.
That's the best I
he'll
can come
gone,
up with on short
you know,
notice.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, he'll be, he'll be out playing football. That's what he does.
Yeah, until after Christmas, until February.
Well, maybe not.
Or maybe January.
Maybe only until January.
Go Cowboys! Which I grew up a Dallas Cowboy fan. Still love them.
Not
as much as the Niners.
I'm sorry.
The Niners are my team.
Niners
period.
Are the number three power ranked team this week. Okay.
God, don't let us down.
Enough. We've got to move on.
It's football. I'm so excited.
Apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.